it's under Norm of our Martin Fellman sheets somewhere. We had discussed earlier, actually we had seen this stuff already earlier also, the question whether Yerusha Sabal is the Raisa or Yerusha Sabal is the Rabbana. This is relevant to the Mishnah. We didn't pay much attention to this part of the Mishnah last time we saw the Sugya. The last part of the Mishnah is Rashbag Omer on Pei Gimel Amin Aleph and Mesa Yerushena. They should master Mashakosa V'Torah. Well, master Mashakosa V'Torah to know Bodah. That's what Shimon Gamliel says. Okay? Rashi explains, Shemash the Mashkoz of the Torah, Kasavi Rushas Abal the Oraisa, who the Baba Vasra, Nafkala Mihai Kral, the Sheiro Akara Melabi Mishpach of Yorash Osa, the Hai the Yorash Osa Yisei, who is Russia, Shoyish Yorash as Sheiro, who is Sheiro as a Rushal, the Alpha Gav the Sheiro, the Kral Ab Yishtohi, the Ksibbe, the Satam as Nafkosa, the Sheiro, the Lekal and Ema Shatira Shahisha as Bala, the Mishpach of Ksib, Miu Gabe Kroye Seira, the Vyorash also, the Ashin and Haki, the Satam as Nafkosa, the Koram Ela Mishpach of Sheiro, the Yorash also, Ish Yorash is Isha. So it's a Drush of Chazal, not the simple Pshat and Pasuk, and that's why some say it's a Doraisa, as we shall see soon, some say it's a Mederabonon. The Cholam Master, Avokeira Takan Mederabononi, so Rashi says in the Mishnah of Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, Yerusha Sabal, according to some of the Doraisa, we have according to Rashbag that tonight is no good, but the Rabbanah that tonight would be good. Fine. So the Gemara goes on to discuss this, Rabbi Osai, on Pei Gimel Amud Beis on the very bottom. Someone said, we pass on Rashbag, V'lav mitameh. Why? Because Rashbag says to know Badil. Others say no. No, it's no kaim of a carrot. Yerusha Sabal de Rabbonan, the Chachamim also chizik with the Ram, Yosef Mishal Torah. Isn't that ironic? The opposite of Rashi says. Rashi says, by the Raisa, it's no bottle, but Rabbonan is no kaim. So it's exactly the reverse. It says, you know, Rasorah Rab, to no kaim, for itmar omel achaber abanash, ein lech olai ono, Rab oma yesh lo olav ono, Shmuel omar, ein lo olav ono. So therefore, according to Rab, we say to the contrary, that it's no bottle. El aloch rashbag, the Omer Hamas Mashal Batoro, to no bottle. Vulamitame. Il rashbag sovar, mesa yurashena. The Rab sovar, mesa lo yurashena. Whoa. Haimitame v'loch hilkasi. That's also incorrect. Ella. Few attempts. Halach Rashbag, who says Meisir Hashem, Vlami Tamei. The other Rabbi Rashbag said with the Raisa to know Bodel. Who be the Rabbanon to know Kayam? The Rab Sovar, Afilu be the Rabbanon is also to know Bodel. The Rusin Rabbi told him Mosifu. Hello, Halach Rashbag, Meisir Hashem, Vlami Tamei. Because Rashbag holds Yerushas Abal is the Raisa. Master Machosu, but Torah to know Bodel. Rab Savyusha Sabal the Rabbanon, Chomos the Ram, Kishel Torah. Now Yosef Kishel Torah, Kishel Torah, Ad Kan Sukkos HaGemar. So now is a whole discussion here, which we never spent time about before. What about the famous din, who holds B'Dovash of Ramon to know Kayim? It's Macholos of Meir Abuda. Take a look at the Taptosis. I don't think we ever saw this before. I forgot the Perek Azov, Muki Rab Navshe Afilka Abuda. Come up with Dovish of a moment to know Kayim. So what do you mean to know about? But look at his interesting kiddush. I cannot come, Rabbi Yudah Hassam, El the Yoda Vikamachala. In the case of Ono, you know you're being price gouged. And you're in effect Michael. Hacha, mi Yoda de Machil. In the case where that's not true, of Yoda Kamachal, so Rab will say it's in fact to know. Bottle. Hocho, lekel shniyach. Why? Tochanami lo yada de mochil. Why? Shere eno borulo. She tomus bechayov. Shema hu yomus bechayel. The kaptorok shapin. Whoa. And yada bechamachamid, if you know for a fact, you're giving up something which is yours. Here, no one knows who's going to die first. So the fact that you're not going to inherit her, you'll say, ah, come on. Who's an actuary here? Who's an actuary? The actuaries here, life insurance policies. You see, in America today, the average woman lives longer than the average man. Is that correct? Yes, I think it's true. Used to be a very significant age difference. I think now it's narrowed somewhat. No? What if I look on your computer? What's the average longevity of a male and a female in the United States of America today?
Woman is longer.
Woman is longer. Okay, so look it up. Okay, good. So then everybody figures, ah, come on. Of course, Kalva Chomer.
What? You
marry
an older girl.
Oh, Kalva Chomer, if he's marrying a younger woman, which is part of the court, supposedly the Shidduch crisis, some statisticians now denying it. Whatever. See, he's older than she is, and she's probably going to live longer than he will, quote the statistics. Ah! That can be a sport. Be what kind of English? She'll never come to it. That's what's called Layada the Kama. Fascinating tesis over here on that Pedalam and Alf. Okay? Fine. It's a question out of how you pass in Aloha Lamaisa. We saw yesterday the Machlokos, the Rambam, and the Raivin on this matter. Oh. Now, if you'll open up your Shulchan Aruch, as I asked you to, you'll see something which is quite fascinating. Quite fascinating. Simon Tzadi is a Simon about Yerush. So the basic halachas are found. And then Sif Aleph, Habal Yosh is Ishto, Nechsei Malug, Nechsei Tzom Basel, we mentioned this yesterday, Amed Ram Mubusuk, Avalo Baroi, Don Shir Yerusha, Shirur Le Lirish, Shumesa Bechayim Arisha, Eina Omer Bimkom Alirish. Fine. Then the Ramah talks about the famous Shtar Chati Zava. We're going to spend a lot of time on Shtar Chati Zava, but not yet. I don't know if you saw the Makor Sif, but we'll get to it soon. Sif Hei, Ramah Sif Hei, says, Mechaba says, Mishin is Garsha, Suffer Gerishin and a Bal Yorsh. Okay, because it's a Avol, says the Rambam, calls Manchlon is Garsha, Afal Garsha, Nosan, Ain of the Garsha, Yorsha. Tur B'Shem, Arush, Babastra, Perak Tes, Simon Tezayin. Avada, who would think differently? Who cares what he was thinking? Says in Beishmul Chafalev, La Fuki Midas Rashbam, Babastra Kufan Babam Abbas. Over the Totronis, particular case there in the Gemara, whatever she's Totronis, she can't smell whatever. The Pirish Hasugi, the Ari bin Nesua, Umikol Makom Eino Yorsha Kevin Shenos Neil of the Gasha. The Kol Apolskim Cholkin, Upirish Hasugi, the Ari bin Arusa. Okay, so the Rashbam is the Das Yochid. No one knows the Rashbam. Says the Pesachet Shuvah Sivkav Ches. Everyone has. Piskin Shemusav Kodches, I Bishmul Afuka Bidas Rashbam, will be Kerem Shlomo, Kosa Shirod Gian, Savyod, now going to Chasam Soifer Shakosi. The Nilan is like, I feel a Rashbam, Namilo Omra Ela Kodem, Takona Seven Negeshim or a gold. Avalachshav, Shain Gerdo Lagasha, Lo Odefu Meisha Shom of the Bala Garsheni, Lo Miki Rizek Toto, Kevavu, Rage Perk, Isha Shom of the Kotezai. How do you like that? That even the Rashbam, who said his thing with only me could do the Gemara. If not, it's the name of the Garsha, it's beyond the Garsha, so already it's considered to some extent that the relationship is severed, and therefore he does not get the Yerusha. But today, he can want to do it today till doomsday. He can't, because you can't divorce your wife against her will. It's a Chayim of the Garsha. So who cares what you were thinking? It's a total irrelevancy. Oh, now watch this. She was Yaakov Kotz Marshal, who says, Lomad Mizel in Avelus. Unbelievable story. And what's doing the Marashal and Perik Beis Gittin? For those who remember, who learned Gittin Afi Zayin, there's an expression, Kevin, Shenos, and Ein of Ligarsha, you lose payments. Yochan, Mishlokish, not for now. The Maisa Shabolafona, Shispashu ala Gerish. They already had a settlement agreement. It's a Spashim. They agreed, you'll take this, I'll take this, they made up sure what the property, everything's clear. Never Chumeso Isha. And she died. The Hora Halacha Lamaisa Shelo Yinig Habal Avelus. The Halacha Kediri Hamekel Be'Ovel. Whenever there's one legitimate opinion, even if we don't follow it in Hilchos Yerusha, for example, we're going to follow it in Hilchos Avelus. V'his k'nima chokham gadol me'eretz Yisrael. I'm not sure what a chokham is. And he says as follows. There's a case where someone got a het to me'er abonim, v'zika get li'ishto. The general rule, if you have a het to me'er abonim, you have to put a get in escrow for your wife to take whatever she wants. Ubeini ubeini me'esa l'ishto. If you know she died, she never took the get. Amarti b'zeka emarashab, lismach olav sholadinik avelus gilal, kevin shekvar zika l'get. That's already a different level. Now, I'm not sure if it means Zika get Liishta. What does Zika mean? Now, get Zikui, that's a word which you have to be careful for these days. You may read about it in the newspapers. Get Zikui, huh? Yeah, they quoted me. I told you, they were Mizaka, you had the quote. So get Zikui in this parlance means that it's good for her. That he gave the get willingly. Some newspapers you read about. Doing a get zikur on the behalf of the husband, he never was agreed to give the get. That is not acceptable at all. The best spoke about it in the case where they claim it's good for him because he's a vegetable. He certainly would have wanted it. Now in the case where he's alive, not just alive as well, alive and kicking and saying no. So how can you go say it's good for him? Something like that is very beyond understanding. But for the moment, we don't know. Newspapers are not always reliable. Put it mildly, so we'll just leave it at that. But just the word Zika, I saw the word right away, and I've got the. Okay, fine. This is what it says over here. Fine. Nara Bosai. It's interesting, Rabbi Bosai. Nosan Ena Lagarsha. The case in the Gemara Baba Basra Kufim and Vov is a case where there's certain moomin. He's checking out certain moves. The movement, we don't understand what's the big movie because she has no sense of smell. Whatever. The other movement, not going through the whole sugya right now. So in that kind of a situation, the Rashbam said what he said. And the reason is given, based on the Gemara, this is what the quote from Rav David Karlina, who was considered to be the God of Ador, as per Rav Chaim Brisker said he's the God of Ador. Even though many of you have heard of Rav Chaim Brisker, many of you never heard of Rav David Karlina, but we already had him very much earlier this year. Those who remember the Yad David Piskei Halachos. He writes that when it comes to a mum, there's a mafurish gemara. He would call it Torah backwards and forwards. It's what we're going to get to Mitzvah in the next man. It's for those who wanted to plan for the next man. The next man, the plan, and the plans don't always work. But the plan is to begin with the sugars and have iron bays. Famous sugi about a woman covering her hair. It's a very, very important sugi. Then the next mishnah about certain mumin. And we talk a little about kidushay toes, possibilities, tavla mesim, etc., etc. And in the middle of all that whole sugya, when you get to the question over here, that iron hammered base, on the bottom of the Gemara, it says as follows. The last line, Chazaka ein oda mefayes b'mumin. Once a person finds a mum with respect to this woman, very unlikely he's going to somehow get over it. So it says of David Kalina, that's why, Nosen ein oda garsha, because of a mum, it's just a matter of time and it's going to happen. So therefore, the Rashbam said what he said. Contrast this, says the Rabbi Yadavid, to a case where they got into a spat. They got into a fight. I'm sure in his lifetime he saw many cases of couples got into a fight. And then they kissed and made up. So therefore, he said, you cannot apply the Rashbam's situation. You need to accept the Rashbam, which most folks disagree with, in a case where there's no move. So therefore, he in fact gets the Arusha. Fine. And there's another fascinating case. What will happen, Rabbi Osai, in the following situation? He wants to divorce her for the following reason. He's afraid he's going to die. And if he dies, there's a brother who may not want to do chalitza. Oh, for those of what's going on today, the papers picked it up. The papers love to write about chalitza. Because they laugh, they want to poke fun at our religion. They can't poke fun at our marriage, but they can poke fun at from their perspective, Chas v'Shalom, Torah Hashem Tamimah. But they, from their perspective, this antiquated custom of spitting and all kinds of things, and Yibum, leveret marriage, it all gives them a chance, grist for the mill. So there was a case in Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, this was involved, the chief rabbi at Psak, a complicated story, there's all written up in the papers. So the kids and immigrants, he doesn't want to have his wife have to go through this. He'll give her a divorce, not because he hates her, because he loves her. So then, Rabbi Osai, if he was about to do that and didn't get a chance to do it, so we don't say nos name of the garisha. No, that's in the case where he hates her, and if he hates her, he's not allowed to live with her. We'll get to that later in the next sugya, the next sheet about Moredes. The Gemara calls the neis nua, Gemara Masechta Nedarim. You're not permitted to live with a wife whom you hate. So therefore, the marriage is 3/4 over already. And therefore, the Rashbam said what he said. Even in the case where, let's say, for example, because of a spat against the other. But in the case where he loves her, he's allowed to live with her. Just that, unfortunately, he's afraid he's going to die, and she'll be stuck with the problem of the Yibma Chalitza. So he wants to give her a get just in order to save her from all that. So then we say, that, of course, the Rashbam Svara would not apply. And therefore, let's say for argument's sake, he's so sick, and suddenly she dies. It's been known to happen. It happened actually in my family, a story along those lines. The story along those lines was that my grandfather, as well as I was a little baby, my grandfather was sick and in the hospital. And all of a sudden, my grandmother got sick and passed away. My grandfather didn't know about it. He was sick with a heart condition in the hospital. So they got a psak, I was told, it's in the family lore, that they're not allowed to tell him. So they would tell him, chas v'shalom, it could affect his heart, a heart attack, chas v'shalom. Okay. So this, I was told, again, I'm not, it's hard for me to confirm this, they even got a psak that my uncles, my mother's brothers, I couldn't go a whole month without seeing their father, they would raise a red flag. They were allowed to shave, even within the shloshim, because of the kuch nefesh. Now, that's true, and I really don't know. But just give an example how here he is so sick, and he doesn't want to have some problem of Yibma Chalitza. He's about to arrange to give her a get, and suddenly she dies. So you know, this is exactly what happened in my that part I think is a fact. The part of the shaving, I'm not sure if it's a fact or not. But the first part is a fact. It happens. No one knows who's going to live longer than who. So in that kind of a case, if she passed away suddenly before him, he would get the Yerusha. Contrast. Case of the Rashbam, where he's not allowed to live with him. The Gemara hasn't misset the Dharma, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. B'nei Snua, you're not allowed to live with a woman whom you hate. And therefore, he's not going to give her Ona. He's not allowed to give her Ona. Ona Solo Yigra, he has no choice. He can't live with her because he hates her. And then that's on the Garsha. Gemara's Mefurish, the Gemara, you're not allowed to live with a woman who you plan to divorce. Okay, that's taking advantage of her. And therefore, he loses the Yerusha, according to that opinion. Okay, fine. Now, the Pesach Tshuva was careful when he quoted, says, I am the Sefer Beis Meir, who disagrees. The Beis Meir says that there is a Velus. He doesn't tell you what the Beis Meir says. The Beis Meir says, in fact, that there is a Velus. There is a Velus. However, we said before that nowadays, as we mentioned earlier, the Chaim Rabbeinu Geshem applies, and the whole Rashbam no longer applies. So if it no longer applies, then it's arguable, nafka mina, what we call Tfisa, whole discussion of Tfisa. We'll see if he grabs the Yerusha. That's a whole pilpul over here. Okay? He talks about this. The Chochma Shlom. Chochma Shlom is over here. Take a look. Everyone has a Chochma Shlomo. It should be printed in all your Gemaras. He says, "Hine im tafsu yarshi aisha yanira di chol lomar kim lu kerashbam." We all like the Rashbam. Kim Rashbam and the Yochid the Gam Chuvas Maimon is really came. Can you chol lomar kim lu? After you chol lomar kim lu ki Yochid. How we can Gam Chuvas Maimon is really came? So it's not one, it's two. Gam Abayis Yosef Hebrushem. Hameshorim, Rimigash, hold up the Rashbam. So Kimli Kavasai. Ait not found in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, when the Hebi Ramoa Hakach, that Shulta Giborim, the Morid Alishto Deino Yosha. Dr. Moshe says, perhaps based upon the Rashbam. So therefore, Rabbozai, this is a connection. Okay, take a look over here in the Ramoa further. Hamorid Alishto. O Madira ve'eno noeg Ima mina isha says omer tim mesa en yosha. Says the chelkas machokei. Chelkas machokei. Rabosai. Yudzayin. The chor who sows the mashakos of the fnei zeh benos nele v'gasha. The mistava she knows nele v'gasha. Ena nogi ma mina yishas. Kuf yutes is beis nal halibadar. V'chein ra'isi. V'takei moshe. Zeh dafka l'svaros rash bam. The sphere lady mishanos nein of the gash and yosha, that's a chokum of low. Quotes the riff and the rush. Afa pishiesha kof and also the gash calls match like girish yosha also. Yes, it goes. Shani hani she kof in the garish, the low posha negda, the roads on the nigga by minigishes. Never he has shrin, polypus. So they're going to force him out to the divorce. But shaking, but more or madder than an old minigishes, who the maper coin. L'chein ein yosha v'tzarachin and quoted the Darke Moshe. There's a whole discussion. So based on this, the Chacham Shlomo suggests, even though the Poskim have a rule that we don't say Kimli if it's not quoted anyone in the Mechaba the Ramah, here it is quoted in the Ramah, in effect, not in the direct case, but in a comparable case. Okay, that's what he suggests over here in the Sefer Chokhmah Shlomo. Okay, and then he quotes the idea of Avelus. I quote, is everything inside? Yam Shal Shlomo, Ain't Sarach Lis Abba, because of Rajbam. Beis Meir disagrees. And he says, anyway, what we said earlier, the Rajbam is in Dinah Talmud, Dinah Shas, Yodo. And he quotes an interesting Gemara. In Kiddush and Tamach Gimel, interesting comparison. Kol should be yodo lav kemechusa maizadon. That's a halachic concept. The kamasha ne be yodo lagarsha, yodo be yodo lakacha. Uchen kemen de be yodo kol should be yodo lav kemechusa maizadon. Kilu kwa girsha in yosha. Lididan kemen a gersha maragolo. And yodo lagarsha bal karcho. And kene no be yodo. Moda rashbam na be de yosha. Uadin de chayavis abalo lehavazeb borer. Lididan de chulialma bal yosha. Okay? Aye, the Ramah says that Moral Ishto. Some say Eino Yosha. Look at the Beis Shmuel calls the Darke Moshe. I'm going right to Chokhmah Shlomo. Kama the Medivir Rif for Rosh for Nidchaku. Says no, the Rashbam holds not the name of the Garsha Eino Yosha. Muchach the Medato Talia Milson. Nay, the Chaluk in Olam Mikomakom had a Davkim Lo Hoya Lo Din Mori. Shalok Kiva and the Tzara Rakwatz of the Garsha. Al Hoya Mori. Shekiva the Tsar of Gamlo the Podra, the Zain or Yosha. Behind him came at the Osala Kibbe Trey. Okay, you can't have it both ways. Alayla should go from the garage. It's not his fault, he'd love to be with her. Then we say, Yorish Osa, as we saw earlier in the Chagas Machokeg. The whole Chuvah he wrote to a certain thing about this business. Okay? Chokhmah Shlomo, fascinating on this particular topic. Okay. Aloha Maisa, Poshup Shah, there should be Avelus. Poshup Shah. A Poshup Shah, maybe a Poshup Shah. And I know there are other posts who disagree. Okay. Rabosai, we saw in Shtip Aleph, the husband is not Yorish, what we call Beroi. Beroi. What does Roi mean? Means that the woman doesn't have it in her hand. So who has it? Let's say, for example, she has a bank account. Rabosai, very common, with a bank account. And then she dies. Does the husband yash the bank account or a son yash the bank account? So she has a son from a previous marriage or something. It's not in the family there. Right? Or even if it is in the family. Who gets the Yerusha? Mikra Adin. Now again, one more time. If there is a joint bank account, in my opinion, there's nothing to talk about. But this we call survivorship rights. From the very beginning, it belonged to whoever survives, and therefore it's like a Charech or a Ploni or something like that. And therefore, doesn't go through the Din of Yerusha at all. Just straight goes to him. But if she has her own personal bank account, it's her money. It's her money. So there are poskim who maintain. That's what's called ro'oi. It's considered halva. And therefore, he does not get it the Yerusha. Some disagree. Some disagree on both sides of the following grounds. Take a look, open up here with Simon Sadi, Take a look, please, inside. It says in the Mechaber, V'cheinim hoyolo milva b'yaracherim k'shenisa u'meisa isha kolam shagavsa alsa eina yosha, because it's considered to be roy. Again, it's roy, it's not in her hand. Are there any exceptions to the rule? Take a look at Bosai in the Beis Shmuel Sivkot and Tess. V'yesh lo mashkona shabatat no shalkarka ba'asher delo basalki ba'al yorish. It's how goes Ashri in Besefta or the Bas of the Chumas or Rashba. Okay. So all kinds of details over here. And these details are very significant. Some want to suggest as follows. Apparently, there has to be some kind of a mashkon. In other words, whenever a man, I don't know if it's true in today's world anymore, I put money in the bank, can they just draw all the money out and invest in some high risk and leave nothing in the bank of my money? What do you say? Is that allowed or not allowed? Who knows about banking rules today? Can the bank do what it pleases? Are there some regulations? Keep a certain percentage, has to be secure?
80%.
To be secure. So if someone suggests, that means it's like a mashkan. They have to put X percent in their central bank, and I have a local branch, and that's all one big pot. Right, I assume it's one big pot. I bank at Chase, like many other Americans. Okay, so they have some kind of central bank somewhere. I don't know, they must have a lot of money there. So it's considered to be in the category of...
It's normally held for them in the Federal Reserve.
Whatever they, but somewhere. I saw in the same mission, like the Bank Americazi. That's what he called it, the central bank. Maybe it's in America, it's super central bank. Wherever it happens to be, maybe it's like already a kigabu idam. It's like a mashkon, even better than a mashkon. That's number one. Number two, Rabbi Osai, what if an Eretz Yisrael put money in the bank, or even here, if it's a Jewish bank, then we call it a heteriska. You know what a heteriska is? Give you the kids a nimbus, what a heteriska is. A man is not permitted to take rivers interest from another Jew. So there's a whole system worked out where we say, let's say, for example, take a Jewish bank. A bank. What's the biggest Israeli bank? I don't know. Bank Lumi. It used to be a big bank, obviously. I don't know what's big anymore these days. Some Israeli bank, Bank Mizrahi, used to have a heteriska. So you put your money in that, and it's up here at the risk of. So I put $2,000 in the bank. What it means is, according to strict halacha, $1,000 of that money is a loan to the bank. That's giving back $1,000, come what may, if I answer the money back. And another $1,000 is an investment, an iska. And the presumption is they'll invest it properly and make a nice profit. And therefore, I'm entitled to that profit. So for argument's sake, let's say the good old days, I think today the interest rate is zero. No. What's the interest rate today? Zero? Point something. It used to be a lot when we were growing up. You get 3%, 5% from banks and interest on a plain bank account. I remember, not that old, I remember these things. So let's say, for example, there would be a 2%, they give you 2% return. So the shot is like this. You're assuming a 4% return on the $1,000. So therefore, they'll give you a 4% return on the $1,000, which turns out to be a 2% return on the $2,000. It's not pshat. As it says in the bank rules, we give 2%. But conceptually, it's really a 4% return on the investment and a 0% return on the loan, because you can't take rivers. That's what we call a heteriska.
Is it a heteriska in the shtar or the sun?
Right? You should have a shtar, a heteriska.
Everyone opens a bank account and just has it.
Well, they do have a heteriska kloli on their bank. You look on the wall of the bank, and they're supposed to say, Kol Masha Nasa cannot be heteriska. The law of heteriska is written. Rav Bloy, the famous author of the Pisle Choshna, we spoke about it a few times, also wrote the phrase called Bris Yehuda. He worked in a bank. And Diane Weiss said, "What are you doing working in a bank? You put up work in the Besdin." So he fired him from the bank, and he asked him to come to the Besdin, and he wrote Meir the Gesvarim. But his first sefer, his classic, was the Bris Yehuda, which is all about the laws of Ribbis, which he, you know, because he knew he was working the bank. So he knew all the ins and the outs, which is very important. Most people don't know. Most people with long black beards don't know about banks. He knew both. And he started writing B'chalal. Passed away last year. He wrote 10 volumes, Pesach Choshen. These are classics. And all thanks to Diane Weiss, who got him out of the bank. Yeah. He would have been top of the even in the bank, but not the same. Yes?
According to the Shulchanaruch Rol, the only thing that he yarshens is money in her cookie jar.
Cookie jar.
That's it.
A mattress.
That's it.
Well,
everything else is Roy.
Well, no. All her, she has furniture, she has books, and whatever possession she has. She has a house. Whatever she has, whatever is owed to her is in the category of Roy. When it comes to a Iska, and the Sefer Mishnah Taksubi quotes three opinions. I would have said the middle opinion, based upon the Rambam, that whatever is the milveh is roy, half, and whatever is the investment is considered to be muksa. It's like a peacock. That's what I would have said based upon the Rambam. Some say, goes from the deceivers, it's all called roy, and some say it's all called muksa. Not our topic right now. This gives you three opinions, and I imagine we follow the middle opinion, which is an opinion of the Rambam. Now we come, Rabosai, to an amazing Rav Moshe. What will happen, he says, if a woman takes money which she's not supposed to lend out, and she lends it out anyway? What happens? Take a look. Let's first look at the. Let's go to Rav Moshe. We'll save time to go straight to Rav Moshe. We're going to go look at the Rosh and Baba Basra. But in the interest of time, straight to Rav Moshe.
Takes money from where?
Oh, she has money which is Nichsem Malug. And she should be giving it to him. So he should be able to get the interest from it. Instead, she decides to lend it out to somebody else. Would be the first or last time. Take a look. Okay, watch this. Savos ha'isha bar kol al ksofer shemunochem ba'bank. You got the word bank in there? It's written to the Gaon v'Tzalkon Avbezn Patterson. Today in Patterson, people there are not exactly our people. But at one time it was a tremendous Jewish community in Patterson. Really, it's hard to believe. She had money in the bank, and she said it's Savos, should be given to tzedakah. And he says, the husband says, that she gave it to a certain stucker, that he pledged to that stucker. He doesn't want to give it to that stucker. And so the Rav of Patterson was Mesupak. Maybe it's Avos nothing. Yoresh also Bala. Meliyochel Ahachshim Mosel, Shinosel, the stucker, Besavok, Tashlum, and Nidro. Shinoschai, who also said stucker. In other words, it's an offset because her will. Doesn't work. Nobody says. Tosis and Rosh. Lo Yoris Baal Milvas Ishto. It's at Roy. Quoted Shechonah. We just saw it. Sari Alf. Rova Poski. Sheyesh Leisha Mos Babank. We call him an Isu and an Acha Misasa. She Mistabe Sheyesh Lem Din Milve. She Rei Nitnu La Bank Lo Tso. Ki Milve Pshuto. They can do what they want with it. Kamishala Bank Ribis. Ein Abal Yoresh Oso Namos. So she had a piggy bank from her birthday. You know, they gave her, people when they're born, they make a bank account. And she saved in her bank from the time she was born till the time she died. He has no right to that money because it's Roy and ain't Baal Yorish, but Roy give him Uchzuk. Ach, imenicha mos ba bank, ach ha nisuin. Av shim bezeh gam ken daaz toysa ba basu ba b'chorps. Lo Yorish Baal. The Beis Yosef, right over here in Simon Tzadi, quotes the Rashba. Lo odif mi lov samim mechir osa shabal v'yotzim yada lekuchos. we saw, right? Didn't we just see the Gemara about Benta Kana Zusha? If a woman sells, Habal Mosi Miyada Lekuchas. It's called Lokech Rishon. We saw this all yesterday. Takana Zusha. See here too, it should belong to the husband from that perspective. Pasha Niyazdaiti. Shalachashu Lezeh Atayis Mishum. Lodam El Mechirim. She'isa Be'en. There's a property. A woman has a property, a real estate. And then she sells it. So he has a right, and she dies. Takana Zusha. That he can take it, whether Takana Zusha is all about Nechse Maluk, some Basil was leading before the Takana, as we spoke the last couple of days. Fine. The Keva Chabalu Kalokech Rishon, Nimta Shemach Radova Sheena Shalom, Shemachiroshan is Batla, Babememel Shalom Baal. That's if she sold it, the sale is null and void, retrospectively. Av the Milve, Shekvohitsio Malova Vena Bien, what? She took money and she lent it out. And the money's not there anymore, it's gone. She wasn't allowed to do it. Even though she did it illicitly. Rak shalove chayav l'shalem. We did love a momon acher mikiso. Shechiyuva ze vadeh rak lo. The lo kachkana v'lo l'bala. They've seen the rak manias harevach. So there are poskim who say this kind of a situation is going to be roy, even though she put the money into the bank after the marriage, she should have left it for him to get the interest, and she put it into her own bank account. She did it illicitly. Afal Pikein is considered to be roy, but nonetheless, that's Shabtai. So it's the Rosh and the Rashba disagree. The Shulchan Aruch says. Rak mashehilvus the kodem shenisis, and the mashehilvus achon shenisis, yoresh abal. Chenamol shenicha ba'bank, achon nisuin, yoresh abal. How do you like that? Hachuv Ramosha, chelik aleph, simin, kuf, dalet. Right? Let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch over here, and simin tzadi sif aleph, and see what it says. What does it say? Abel, we left off. If Hilvasa Nixim Alugu Mesa Kodashagovsa, Bazu Yoresh Osa Bala. Who said so? Harosh. He said the Machab, Ramosh, a beautiful shtickle Torah to defend Tosis, but nonetheless the Machaba Paskins like the Rosh, since she lent the money illicitly, so therefore he gets the Arusha. So now the husband will say, hey, I win. I get the Arusha. I got the Arusha. So the question becomes, what's the story? So let's see. Avo mitzad acher. He wants to give a different word over here. Even according to the Rambam and his Rebbe Rimigash, who say that a Baal is Yoresh Kol Milda against the Mechab. He was considered to be Roy. V'yalka mevos pikodnesh lodim chegav nein Baal Yoresh. It is a pikadon. A pikadon? What? Pikadon? There was some who consider a bank to be a pikadon. I know Shechla Shlid used to say there was a machlokes from Rav Unterman, and his wife passed away, and it was a question of the money in the bank. There was a little dispute about it. You have to ask him to see him what this about, whether a bank was considered to be a mill or a pikadon. Rav Moshe Neger Chiddush Niflo over here, even if he considered to be a pikadon, he's still not Yorish. Where did that come? So before we read it, Rav Moshe, let's read it in the Gemara. This is in the Ma'amah Kofas of Bosai. Ayin Ches Omud Beis. Ayin Ches Omud Beis. What does it say over here? There is a Mishnah on Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. Rav Shimon Cholek, the last three lines of the Mishnah. Cholek means Machalek, we call it today. Bein the Chosin and the Chosin. The Chosin are Yiduim Lebal. lo timkov and mukhanos the bottle. Shen yidul the ba lo timkov and mukhanos the kaya, rabosai. What does it mean? It means husbands only yashin the chasin, which are yidul lo. Which are yidul lo. Okay? Take a look at the Gemara and Kesner states. Ele yidul ben ele yidul. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, yidul in the karki. You know, it's land. You can't hide it. Shen yidul metatli, because they can always be hidden. Okay, well, Rashi is a stomach light in the chat. Rashi says, you do it mekarki, but Amanas also in the chosim nisa, the fiqh of the mikra bottle, she metzapa, she tipola, also, Yerusha. Because it's you do it. The metatli is different. Rashi says, what? The elu you're doing it. Even metatli also you're doing it. So what's any you doing? Kol sheyoshevus kan, v'daflu lo nechosim, v'dina sayam. No one even knew about it. No one knew about it. If no one knew about it, then it's not considered to be in the category of Yerusha, because no one knew about it. Oh. Let's now take a look a little bit more carefully at Moshe and see what he says. Watch. Listen carefully, it's important. So the chosim she yidu on the baal in michra in mechora kayim ksuba sayin ches. The Rav Shimon who poska v'seya tosis a rosh chala poska. So the chen, watch this, fascinating. Ma lodo when the chosim ain't you doing? If he literally does not know that the chosim exists because someone medina say ya. Oh, she din ha yerusha lo hoisi yidu lo. He didn't know about the halach of yerusha. To atam hu, shum tzulo samach alayhu liyosha, which saw that in Rashi. Didn't expect to inherit this. He didn't even know about it. What if he knew about it? Didn't expect to inherit. She's a shayach af below yada midin Yerusha, af she yada shehem lechosov. Raya Gadola. And why didn't he expect to inherit? You know why? Because she wrote a will, and this guy thinks the will is valid. Is it a top of chacham? Is it valid? The average American stopped in the street. A will is a will is a will. You can't argue with a will. Rai Gadola, the Mashadin, and you do a little Nechshav Nami, and you're doing, because b'mavrachas. Ah, what's mavrachas? Let's take a look at the next Gemara. This is very, very important. Rabosai, it's so important, I need my financial people have to weigh in on this one. What does it say over here? Hayitza left to learn. The boy, the Tavrechinu, the Nichsam, Bigavra. Aha. She wants to sign a prenup. That's what I'll call it. She doesn't want her husband to have access to her possessions. Okay. What you do? Kataftinu liberata. Maisim b'choyo. People trying to hide assets, they give it to their children, right? For tax purposes. Ever know about this? Maisim b'choyo. Never heard of it? You never heard of this? Oh, you never had any money in your family, that's why. People have a lot of money, they're always putting money in their children's names, right? Correct? Every one of them. Because the tax means it makes perfect sense. I'm not a tax attorney, but I know for a fact every wealthy person has houses and properties a lot of them in his children's names.
People trying to commit fraud also want to reduce liability for the children's names. So if they get sued in the children's name.
That'd be another reason. But let's talk about honorable people of no liabilities. It's 100% legal. Not talking about illegal stuff. It's legal, 1,000%. Push comes to shove, the end of the day, he wants it back. Oh, that's when the fight starts. I've been involved in such cases. Presley, that's such a case. Very sad. Let's go back. What happens? She put all the money, gave it to her daughter. Rashi, the boy in the time of Rechinel and Nichsa, Amona, Hoysa, Bali, Nase, for a second time. Hoysa, Mekademus, Rinos, Nase, the Bita, before she married this guy, give it all to her daughter. Lavriach, Skus, Balam, Emshloi, Diska, Bohem, Behodia, Liadim. Hey, Matana, Zoom, Matana. Nah, come on. My daughter. Hello, Riyah. Below Shatiskan, my boss, since it's Almen, he holds his garage. If she was going to become a widow again a second time or get divorced, she wants the money back. And she told us the two witnesses, apparently. Okay. So what happened? Sure enough, into Vigarsha. Didn't work out, you see? So shtick. The second marriage didn't work. Okay. As bad as, Rabosa, as bad as first marriages are, second marriage are even a higher divorce rate. Okay, a duel number first of a call. Right. Asor le kamei de Rav Nachman. Kari Rav Nachman ishtar. Rashi. Hasol lekamed Rav Nachman letvoa es bito lahavzlo anachosin va'basol tzia shtar matanosa. Ukari Rav Nachman. He ripped it up. He ripped it up. He took it in his hands. Went ripped it up. Why? Shtar avrachas. She didn't mean to give all the money to her daughter. Are you kidding? She was just trying to avoid the husband's rights. She wasn't really meant to give it to her daughter. Also, Rav Anan kamei the maruk for amalei chazi mar Nachman. What's this? He calls him a farmer. Woo! I'm an abezin. What's it to rip this farmer ripping up a shark? 10 minutes story. So this quote-unquote farmer did the right thing. He followed Shmuel. Shmuel the Bucky B'kol Adinim. Bucky B'dinim. Rashi, Sheyirtza Mekabel Matom L'Hachzim B'nchos L'Hapiv Shalom L'Hachzirim L'Nosei Akrenu U'lekamei Parech Chol V'lam Shtaruhu Hei Chol L'Avriya. You want to have it both ways. You want to have it right to avoid the today the taxes or in those days the husband's getting in possession. Oh, then it works. When push comes to shove, you rip it up. How do you have to hold the play both ends in the middle? How do you do this really? Let's see some. Oh, they rub the rub now. When Tama might low shoving in a schnapp, shave you off left weenie. First, I'm going to give away all his money and leave nothing for himself. How do you mean left weenie? I will have brought the Yehima. Maybe no. To give to a stranger, you're not going to give all your money. For sure not. But to your own daughter. Maybe it's a matana chaluta. Maybe it's an absent. People give money to the people give gifts to their own daughters, don't they? I mean, real gifts, not just fake gifts. Real gifts to their own children. Afilachi, b'makom brata nafshadifala. As much as you love your daughter, you love yourself more. No one's gonna give all the money to a daughter. No matter how much she loves, she has to keep money for herself. They say. Harota shetavriach nechosem yibal. Okay, said he also kosem shtar pasim. What star pass? Rashi. Star piusin. Shemifai soso le kabel matona zula af kias was balakona disuin. Below she is kem the kabel zebe. It's a fake. Rashi star passin. Lache, the reshba. The chacham romri. Rotza mitzachek bo. Rashi. Im rotza mekabel azeh mitzachek bo mach ben olamis. He'll laugh all the way to the bank. Mitzachek, right? Laugh all the way to the bank. Aja tichtav lo mehayom. Ulichisha Erze. Oh, Rashi. Acha Tichla Mishtazed, the Mayom, the Sunil Ulichisha Erze. The Yeshkan Avrocha Mibala, Shimbo, this goes Toma and Erozo, the Matana, the Nimsa Kayama Samafreya, the Imze, Shanichta Mishtayabala Achsek Toma, and Erozo. She placed herself in a good situation. She made a condition, she's in charge, she's in control. She had good financial advice, this lady. She went to a good financial planner, advisor, huh? Alright, not bad. Tama de kosvale hochi. Polo kosvale hochi. Kanin lokeach. Shufta de shmuel. Shmuel said, rip it up. Or mevze lokashin. Hobbe kula. Hobbe mitzosa. Hob kula rashas rashi. Kiyama shmuel lo kani bekosem lo kona chosem. The cave lo shirad midi lenafshod. Discourish. Anan sadi lo gama mekanya. Or de katani rosa mesachiba. The Kosevus Mikzoson. Frank the Hedig the Mole, Abbey Skasha. Below Kanini Lokeach, Nick Ninu Baal. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. How does she get out of the husband's claws? Rashi. Below Kanini Lokeach, Nick Ninu Baal. The Shmuel, the Kosevus Kulan, Diabolokani, Kevin Lokani, Mayavrocha Ego, Lick Ninu Baal, Vyoko Paris, Vyoshen and Thomas Mitachta, because it's worthless. Rabbi and Mezik Kiddush. Asom kinechosim she'ein yuduim lebal v'aliv de Rab Shimon Rashi she'amanas she'ein shalom einan shalom nesho disobur she'amatona gemura. Husband didn't know it was a mavrachas. He thought it was a matona gemura. It's like nechosim she'ein yuduim look like a Shimon. The same as the possessor in China. I never heard about it. He's not yashin her. Here too, it's in America, it's right here in town, but he thinks it was given away to somebody else, he doesn't yash. Ad kandiri agamor. She gets it both ways. But a unique case. Says Rav Moshe. Now I got to Rav Moshe. Now I got to Rav Moshe. So here, what happened? She wrote a will, and the husband wasn't the Talmud Chacham. He assumed the will was a valid will, so it's not his. It's given over to some charity or something like that. Oh. Malam and the Chosim ain't you do a low. Oh, she didn't you wish a low, I see you do a low. So Tom, the wish of low, so I'm not going to have the Yosher, because then I'm below you, I don't need you wish up, she had a shame the Chosim. Rai Gedolo, the Masha didn't ain't you do a low, not she not ain't you doing. Ma Baracha, she had Chosim, called the Chosim, the Chosim, she ain't you wish, I bow, me ta, din, the Chosim, she ain't you doing, Pirish Rashi, the Rai, Super Scientist, Macha, she was summer, she had my tona kayemis, Abshu Gam, can't rock toes, but did. Kevin Shadow Shayul Shalom, who is an awesome cool and a hair. Below Mistaba Cloud of Khalid Machmas the Khan, Mashaini Odea, who bedin a Yerusha Gufa. He doesn't know the laws of Yerusha. Mash knows the difference. What's the difference? What's the difference? So right so much. So right so much. Oh, it's a Rambam. Yeah, I'm sorry.
In Nayom Kishahed, push comes to shove, and she says, Erza. That's irrevocable?
Oh, good question. Not a guy we've been talking about. Right, then if the passive guy will take away money away from him. That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. Rabbi Osai, I can't say for sure what it really means. In any event, let's discuss the following case. What will happen, Rabbi Osai, if the man tells his wife, honey, you made a nice salary, put it into your bank account. Oh, so Rabbi Moshe Sroh doesn't apply. Passion shouldn't be considered to be Shalom Brishus, but the Baal Ziyar Shalom Sabi, so it's Sifalif. It's Brishus. So, the Nachla Yitzchak, Mr. Chonon says, that even if it's Brishus, it's considered as if he's already zochah, as if the husband put it into the bank. Since he gave her permission, honey, you can put it into the bank. It's as if he got it, and he told her to put it into the bank. As if he put it into the bank. So Yashin, sir, as well. What will happen, Rabbi Osai, if it's a question of a check? A woman got a check. Big check. She got a bonus, you know. Don't get big. Are we in the December? Aren't we in December already, Rabbi Osai? Isn't that bonus month? Emerson, not Emerson. What's going on in the world? Heyday of hedge funds. You got 6-figure bonuses, maybe even 7-figure bonuses. No? Right? Emerson, not. So she gets a 7-figure bonus. She has a check. She goes out of the town to drink. She overdrinks and she dumps. It's a sad scenario. I'm sure it's happened like this. Maybe she would pot. I don't know what your drugs. You get a 7-figure bonus check. And then when she dies, does he get the Yerusha? Well, it depends. What's a check? How do we treat a check? A check. It says her name on it. Written by, I don't know, some big company. I don't know. What was the guy that went under? One of those big ones went under. I forgot what they called it. One of those big companies that went under? The biggies. No one remembers the names of them anymore. Of course, but this got me mad. The ones that went belly up.
Bear Stearns.
Bear Stearns. So, $1 billion check from Bear Stearns for a bonus, and then she gets the high in it, and she dies. He says, I have $1 billion cash. This is cash. As you said, it's cash. And her son say, or her father, whatever, or her brother says, it's not cash. This is Roy. You don't get it, I get it. How do you treat a check? How do you treat a check? So there's much of the truth about this also. Rav Moshe says we consider a check to be like cash. You want to see that much of it? Let's take us just a second, even though it's not our Indian right now, primarily. But once we're here already, there we go. No, this we go. Whoa. Rav Moshe the Tshuva and Choshen Mishpah are what's considered to be a check. Rav Moshe the Tshuva. A check is considered to be cash. Let's see if you can find it. Oh, it's relevant. Prusbul. A guy forgot to make a prusbul. Right? So we know about Shemitah Bezman Azeh, not our topic for right now. Spoke about it in the summertime at some length. Okay? Look for the word check or else. I can't find it. Oh, found it. Check. Hine b'shas halvo nosan alo v'check shalo alzman de'acha Shemitah. He gave a check after Shemitah's over. Ukekviyaz man. So it's considered. The rule is, you remember learn Makas Daf Gimel from you learned this when you were a kid. A guy of Malvel Eser Shonim. So it's not due until after Shemitah's over. Ein Shemitah Meshamtos. So you still have to pay the money. But much goes further than that. You know, it doesn't need it in this case. But yo, Yosef is there. Shunach Shav Gamaket Hashlume Me'ach Hashav Also Lifsol Hachek V'Dinu Machuz. I don't think it's true. But much writes over here, it's prohibited by American law to cancel a check. Is that true or not true?
Not true.
Moshe b'mchilas kvodo, he knew kolat Torah kula backwards and forwards, but I don't think he did it in Mahus. I'm told that technically speaking, there's nothing wrong with stopping a check for some frivolous reason. You'll get a fee from the bank, but you haven't violated any American laws. To my knowledge, it's still true. But Moshe was working with an assumption. Ukshabita la check nimtza hascholas chiyuva hu me'achar ha-shmita. Should often say, apizman is gemara lo hoyat mishamit. The kids are Moshe writes here in passing that he considers it to be cash. So he considers it to be cash in this particular case of a check in respect to Shemitah. So presumably it would be the same exact thing with in our situation.
So what is Roy?
So what is Roy? Roy is a loan with a no check. I lend you money.
Life insurance is not Roy.
Life insurance probably is Roy.
Is that a loan?
Life insurance is payable upon death. It's a term insurance. You have the whole life. Is that the other word? They still use that word? Whole life is an investment, come on. But term insurance, chas v'shalom, a person is 25 years old, a young man. He has a wife, he has a kid. He's afraid, chas v'shalom, chalila v'chas. He gives a few dollars, and in case chas v'shalom he dies, his wife and kids get a lot of money.
But the way it works, the central bank, like you said before,
right.
It goes into the body, and
yeah, but that's, I think that's considered, to, so it should be considered to be Roy. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, most poskim disagree with Rabbi Moshe, and they say, all the check is either a shtar raya, I have a proof, Bear Stearns gave me $1 million check, and they have, let's say they use a Chase Manhattan bank for offer. So now I have a shtar raya, when I walk up to Mr. Chase, they give me $1 million cash, because I have a shtar raya from Bear Stearns. It's no more than a shtar raya. That'd be considered to be Roy. That's what the Mr. Karela's possible. So it's the shtar raya. That's all. According to the Minchas Sitcha, it's a shtar chov, based upon Dina de Machusadina, whatever that means. Either way, it's considered to be Roy.
But either way,
you can get the money, but it's not Mubzuk. Only when Rav Moshe is Mubzuk, it's considered like cash. Oh, that's
it's not just something
that therefore he doesn't get Yerushin from his wife. The $1 million bonus from Bear Stearns will go to her brother, according to the Poskim, against Rav Moshe. What about interest the bank pays? The Goyish bank. He said it's considered to be Roy. What about stocks? This is all the same of Mishnah Ksuv. Stocks. What about stocks? Now, who knows about stocks? Some people know a little about stocks. A stock goes up, right? Why does it go up? Let's say a stock owns real estate. Right, the stocks, the holdings. They have major real estate holdings in New York City. And they went flying through the roof. Okay? That's Mubzuk. I invested in, let's say, in a real estate stock company. Does that make sense, that word? Or such things?
Yeah?
Okay. So they handle the real estate. If the possessions that they had when I bought it, the stock, doubled in price, that's Mubzuk. Same field, same house, same building, skyscraper in Manhattan. It was worth $10 million. It's worth $100 million. That's not a crazy number, right? It's through the roof. So I have a 1% share. How have I of that company? So my share goes up 10 times. That's Mubzuk. But what happened? No, they're handlers. They buy, they sell, they buy, they sell, they buy, they sell, they buy, they sell. That may be considered to be Roy, because it wasn't the same property that went up 10 times in value. That's a machlokes, Rabbi Elazar. What happened if they sold, they bought cheap and sold high? The haflah considered that to be muzak also, but the beis meis is considered to be roy, to be roy.
There are three components to the price of the stock, in my understanding.
Okay, well, I understand nothing about stocks, but I'm happy to be able to say.
One is the capital, the value of the company, or what they actually own.
Right.
Number two, the profits
right.
for the future.
Right.
And number three, the perception of the public
right.
of where it's going.
Right.
And they're very different.
Well, I think the perception would be okay because it's the same, whatever they own, the same thing will happen to value, but the perception is that it's worth more. The whole world's perception, Rosa. I think it's a nice perception. Why is this worth X amount? That's Y amount. Perception. But if they're buying and selling, that's a machlokes achronah. Fine. Rabosai, let's go a little bit further. An interesting shtickle term. I put this on the. In first marriages, it's much more rare. There are financial peanuts in first marriages too. People have a lot of money, either of their own or of their parents. Their parents put it in their name. As a matter of fact, I was very disappointed. You know, I'm a big advocate of prenups, because you know. However, I was turned down in a particular case on the grounds, can't on a prenup because there's so much money in the family in this guy, in this kid's name. I don't think that's true. Financial prenup is one thing, and then halakhic prenup, as you call it, that Oren talks about, is another thing. But people are not always willing to hear. Any matter, both say, let's.
So to assume that the wife of the first marriage was not putting it to the pot?
No, to the contrary. Very often, the second marriage they'll have a financial prenup, and his possessions remain his, and hers remain hers, so that his will go to his kids, and hers will go to her kids. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, so the first marriage, that she keeps her home back and down the entire time.
Right. From before our marriage?
No. After the marriage, they're both in college, they graduate, and now starting to work. He decides he keeps his bank account.
But number one, I'm against that. So I'm going forward. Someone's getting still not married yet. I haven't told her I think that he earns it and she spends it. She one bank account. Everything should be joint. Everything should be a joint property. And therefore, basically, the husband owns nothing, fundamentally, which doesn't have a co-ownership or survivorship of his wife. That's what we're going to get to the story. We're going to get to wills very shortly. So, that wills, in my view, the typical, I'm not talking about a wealthy person. Wealthy people have different worlds. The plain Jew makes a little bit of a living. So if everything is in joint names, you're both side. So there's not even going to need a will. Because if Chas V'Shalom one person passes away, it goes to the other one, or the spouse automatically. Yeah, if the spouse, once the spouse passes away, then you really need a will. To make sure there shouldn't be a fight in the family, which we'll get to at great length. Talk about Shachat Yizal. We'll come to all your things a little bit later. Rabosai, let's have a little bit of a shtickle Torah. A shtickle Torah. There's a Rambam that I put on the Maariv Makomos. I'm not sure if you saw it yet. Let's take a look at it together. Laws of Yerusha, the Rambam calls the Hilchos Nachalos. See what it says, Hilchos Nachalos. Hiniach lehem, ein ha-bechor notel pishnai v'nechosnam aruyim lovo achamis asov. El v'nechosnam amuch zokam yom. Shebrolush, shenem ha-bechol asha yimotze lo. Okay? And the same rules apply, Rabbi Elazar, to a husband yashning his wife, only mukzok and not Roy. Everyone follow me? Hiniach lehem pora muskeres of muhkeres. Osha is a Roy of Efer. Beyolda habachor notalba uvavloda pishnayim. Rabbi says muskeres. Nah, we don't pass me this way. Now, we're not going to go into every detail, but it's a fascinating discussion over here. I wanted to share with you with some general knowledge. Koshe, amai v'poro muskeres notal pishnayim, umash v'poro muskeres atzman ploni. As the Rashbam says in Erechim, Ikas Schara, the tears of Schiris, Eine Mishtalemes, Elele Besof. What does that mean? You're only entitled to get paid for rental at the end of the time period. So in the case where the man died before he was being paid, so that money should not go to the Bechor Pishnayim. He didn't get the money yet. Came Royu, Shinet Pishnayim. V'yesh Lomar, an amazing answer. Anan Kaimalon, Schiris Yeshna Mitchila Vatsov. You may have learned somewhere in your travels through Shas, the Machlokas, whether Yeshna, it's about Kedushin, among other places. Yeshna Mitchila Mitchila Vatsov, or Eina L'Schirus Ela L'Besof. Okay? So what does this mean? Now, Niach Rabosai, that Yeshna L'Schirus Mitchila Vatsov. Great. But I don't have it yet! Why is it better than a Chov? Lalocha, we passed him that a Chov is also considered to be in the category of Roy. So very nice that the Yeshna L'Schirus Mitchila Vatsov means that the obligation of the person who rents to me, the landlord, or the owner of the cow, happens not only at the end, it accrues throughout the period of time. Every day, that day is accrues. Very nice, it accrues, I don't have it yet. Why is it better than the chov? That's the question. So I saw a fascinating answer to the same admissions I so wanted to share with you. It's based on a vart of Rav Shimon Shkop. Everyone know the name? Shimon Shkop, the Shari Osher. Shimon Shkop taught in this yeshiva in the late 20s. Yeah, I'm not kidding around. A year. They say he wanted to stay. Rabbi Chaim Boyer made him come back. And he passed away a natural death just before the Nazis came. He passed away. Many of the Gedolim, Mamash, Gedolim passed away in that little window of time. Rabbi Chaim Boyer and Rav Berl Ber, after how many years, 75 years, they found this kever, and then they made a kever on my dad had a saber away with was of the war. And Rav Shimon. So he has a few svarim, something called Marechas HaKinyon. He's Mechadash HaKinyon, he's a very original thinker. You and I know that we can be partial owners of any item, anything you want. I don't know, this Shulchan Aruch, I own half, you own half. Two people go to the store, they buy, they each give them $10, they buy something. What about time sharing? We thought it's a new concept, you know, they have hotels with time sharing. No. Rabbi Shimon says time sharing is also a halacha construct. Yeah? So what happened like this? Amazing part. What does that mean? That means that today, through the time-sharing process, I rented my cow to you. So now the cow, as it were, is yours to use for today. And out of that cow, just imagine, right? The cow coughs, out comes $10. I'm using that only as a mushroom, obviously. I don't think the cow exists. For that day, you get $10. Yeshna l'schiris mitchila vatsof. True, it's not payable until the end. So if you rent it for a month, and you get $300, right? So you'll get it at the end of the day, at the end of the month rather. But every single day, $10 is coughed out of the cow. And therefore it's considered to be a mukhza. No, then it's a different part. Then the cow belongs all the time to the owner, to me. I made a deal. The deal is, I'll let you use my cow if you give me $300 at the month. That's wrong. But if it's your cow, through time sharing, coughs up $10 every day, figuratively, that's considered to be a mukhza. Very interesting interpretation. Now let's talk about life insurance. All this in this beautiful statement is life insurance. And look, if the beneficiary is the husband, it clearly belongs to him. Nothing to talk about. I think it bypasses Yerusha. He's the beneficiary. That's what I thought. No, it doesn't belong to the person who dies. I'm talking about term insurance anyway. And nothing to do with Yerusha at all. Nothing to do with Yerusha at all. This is against the Achiez that we mentioned with Chaim Eisen, who seems to say that insurance, that life insurance, belongs to the insured, not to the beneficiary. And therefore he applies the principle of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. If the insured in his lifetime said before he dies, when I die, take the life insurance and give it to Ploni, you'd apply the principle of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames, achidush nifla. You can say as if it belongs to the insured, even though you can't touch it until you die, so you never touch it. That's what he suggests. There are those, including Rav Bloy, who say this is less than Roy. Roy means the money is coming to the person right now. Someone owes him the money, it's a loan. Here, the person has no dibs on this money as long as he's alive. The understanding of the insurance is payable after he dies. That's less than Roy. Less than Roy. And after he dies, by the way, after she dies, we're talking about her insurance policy, she is no longer his wife. She's no longer his wife. Wow. So I don't know. To me, it's a big mystery. In my humble opinion, of a pasha that goes to the husband, it bypasses the laws of Yerusha completely. That's what I put. Narabosai.
But something you can sell.
What?
Something you can sell. So
you can sell term insurance or loan?
Either way.
What do you sell term insurance?
Well, you just want to keep on putting money into the.
I thought the pshat is a person. That's why I know nothing about these things. I thought a person buys term insurance if chas v'shalom he should die early and leave his wife and kids with nothing. And the whole time, whenever this happens, the big ads in the papers, oh, somebody died in some Rosh Hashiva, some Rebbe left 8 assignment, and then these other ads. Make everyone get life insurance. Why have to go schnorr $1 million? You have $1 million life insurance policy. It should be mandatory. Every yeshiva should require it. Every kollel should require it. It always comes after the fact, and then it's never done. Mine is still never done, despite a couple of people was in Chicago one year, and in the New York area was trying very hard that everyone should be bound, duty bound to have this. What can I tell you? I can't control the entire world. But that's what it should be. It should be that way.
You can sell the beneficiary.
Yeah, the beneficiary can say, listen, I'm a beneficiary.
You can sell that.
I'm the beneficiary. Let's say, I'm the beneficiary. Someone took term insurance and maybe the beneficiary. So I have rights on $1 million when the guy dies. I want to get $10,000 now. I'll sell the policy for $10,000. I told myself, no, that's okay, I understand. It has nothing to do with this. I just changed the beneficiary, but the money still doesn't belong to anybody.
Even children has value.
Any animal has value, but it doesn't mean it's muhzer. It's not,
they control it.
No, it's speculation.
If the person dies, that person's getting the money.
True, but it's all speculation. You know, who will die first? When will he die? How? Speculation. But the $1 million is still in the it's still in Prudential somewhere in the piggy bank, and no one else knows about that. That's how I understand it. The beneficiary will only. I thought if the beneficiary is the husband, Lanias Daiti goes straight to him, bypasses Yerusha completely, totally incomplete. Okay. Now we come to an amazing chiddush. Amazing kiddush. Rav Moshe said over here, who was Rav Moshe? Rav Moshe said over here, amazing kiddush, in the case where someone wrote a tzavah, the tzavah may have been perhaps null and void, the guy thought it was valid. See here too? He says, watch this. What did he say? What is right from Avrachas, right? The etzem atzavo, he says, kevin shenimso ledina de machusa, shevada yasu kibareha, av shehi matana leachamisa, pekiyin leachamisa, shekvayin shelo, shevistabe shelo yoel bichagonze, it won't work, ho de dina de machusa dina shetucha litem dava kumshena shelo, avol kolponim ein la baal din Yerusha mashen dosna, denuch avrocha gedolim izu, who and because he knows it very well He comes to court, he's going to lose. Because she gave the money away in a will which is valid according to the laws of the land. And therefore, the Rabbi should say, Chiddush, that's called the Chosim Shem Yiduim. That comes to the most whopper Chiddush of war on both sides. It's not believable. It's not our Indian right now, but it's going to come up very soon. We talk about Yerusha, which is Shtar Chazizah. This is a Chiddush Nifla V'Noira. Nifla V'Noira Ad Ma'od. I know the way to say it. Ach, but from the style of his diet, Shetavoa Kuzu, Shavada Yiskayim Kedimri HaMetzavah Bajini Damachusa, Ein Tzorech Kinyan. She'enach HaKinyan Godla Mizeh. What? U'memeir L'keven She'en Tzorech Kinyan Mo'o Bedina Af Negad HaYorshim Af Shul Maton Anach HaMisa. What? Rabbi Moshe is a guy from Baba Basra, Kufla Manal. We're not going into his raya. The Bechonish, he says, Kevin Shane Sarah Kinya Bitam the Kosta Besa Kidushin on the Suin. Then Roman in the Babir, we had this a long time with Roman in the Babir, right? Mo'ila Tzava Kazu, Shem the Yachal Oda Lita Matana Kazu, Shiela Din Yerusha, Haino Shiyitna Berega Hamisa. There's a Pirish Lemisa and a Pirish Lechaim. The Yavshin Gaba Yorshim Yorshimos. The Kevin Shal Hupsak Af Rega Be'an Shalol Kinyin HaMekabal Rishus HaYorshim Yochalit and Shiyumsa Techa Mishalol Rishus HaMekabal. If you don't need a Kenyan. That's only if you don't need a Kenyan. If you need a Kenyan, then it's too late. Gabit Savo, Shenim Sholadina de Machusa, Shiyasu Varekid Varel, Enocho Gimiris Das, Golo Mizet, Vaitsara Kenyan, Yikna Makabo Techa, Blohefstik, Vishazaka, Yahoo, the Pile Ploy of Mamish. How much the Kiddush in the floor took out of the sleeve? Ramash said, one Kiddush said, Adam is telling us why. But others say, you never need a Kenyan. But we always need a Kenyan. All the Kenyan does is certify a full Gemiras Das. Remember she said it to us in passing. Here is a full Gemiras Das because Dina of Husadina. Unbelievable. That's what he says. Watch this. V'zeh tam gara l'ma she'be'eretz hazos no'agim lismoch al tzavos ke'elu. Ben Chosh and Milika Chamos and Staka. Vim Kilo Nachtul is that. No one thought of this until now. The Komakom Kivno Emes. The main of the Vim, Benay Nevim Hain. Heaven thought of Rav Moshe's Shkul Torah. Rav Moshe is saying a Kiddush Nifla Menora that all wills which we think are null and void are not null and void. And not null and void. Because, what? He gave it to her. What did he gave it to? It doesn't work. It's an Kinyan Lachamisa. No. It comes to Shas Misa. And you don't need a Kinyan because of Dina Machusa. Everyone knows it's going to be valid. And it works. Pile, ploy, and mamish. The Raya from the Kufla Albigan, not totally compelling. Now, watch this. That's a Chiddush Noyer. The Mashinicha Isha Bebank. He gave it to her. Okay? So that many hold, she cannot sell it. So it's passed in the Shulchan Aruch, pay hey. So therefore, Yoresh? No. What's the din? Oh, Sedina de Mavrachas. The Vadai Gabazay in a Yoresh. Keep that in mind. Beyond that, he says, "Kol atam sheniim cholalimko kosu kolos v'rosh sham." Adata the hachi shetimko v'titin lo yoev lo. He didn't give it to her the intent on the intention to sell it to somebody else. So yoda abal medin yerusha he bechreich nosla adata shetuchal af limko to afim lo timko v'titin lo yishalo ela shel yoshea lefi daita. Okay, my ichpas lo shetitin lachem. He won't get a Yerusha anyway. And even if he knew Yerusha, Abba Medina Azos America, Sheodea Shekola Tzavol Osna Biyadina de Medina, Shebedina, Vada Yechol Alita Nacher, Kein Boris Shenosna Adana Shetuch Alita Nacher. We made Abba Medina Yisrael Yechol Inka Alita. A pretty blob to Gavar. But Mir writes a will. And he knows the will is binding between the Machusa. Then the will works. Even Ema Tonela Chamisa. It's against the law, it works anyway. This right of Rosh. We'll come to the laws of Yerusha, not today, only have another 5 minutes or so. I wanted to show you this tshuva of Moshe, an amazing tshuva. But now we come to the final point of today, which is in a certain way very, very amazing. Look at the Pesachei Tshuva, Rabbi Osar. Simen Tzadi Beis, Sif Koton Al. This happens halacha l'maaseh. I told you, Rabbi Osar, when my father remarried, what did he do? Based on distant correlates, where his wife's daughters came from Bnei Brak, and they went to the distant correlates and went to the top of the line, with what did he say? Under the chuppah, say a certain, he gave a cue card, and the cue card comes to Gemara Pei Gimel. That's what my father was well trained by Niskemas. The average case, they signed a prenup before the marriage, where he says, I'm a vater on Yerusha. But at first glance, that's no good. How does it work? Open the Siman Tzadi Beis. At first glance, that piece of paper is not worth the paper it's written on. Take a look. Siman Tzadi Beis, you're going to sign. Sif Aleph. Ramon. That's not the Machab. Hakosa Omalishta Boda Aruso didn't bring any bin a Chasayach in Machal Nosta Kai. Because Machal Machal Nosta Balia Ochala Paris and Mes Yosha. Kosa Law Kay and Achanisuin. So the Triado was Yad Mikhail bin Matanosta Kai. Rabo. Blo Mahali Siluko Ela the Acha Erisin. Avo. Call them Erisin. Lo Mahani Silukuran. Runs to the fish, Mem Aleph Amman Aleph Bidapi Arif. Mem Aleph Amman Aleph Bidapi Arif is where the Ran is found. It's on the Maramakomas, the first group of Maramakomas. That it's seated before doesn't help. That's one of the problems on our prenup, Rabbi Osai, where he's misaligned himself from her earnings, but he signed the prenup before they married. Now we have post number, maybe even better. Post number would be better from this perspective. But let's take a look over here in the Pesachei Tshuva. Take a look. Pesachei Tshuva is a cut now. Yeshua is not on the pellet. Minin shalom shakosun shtari silub acha shiduchin kodem nisuin. Thoret slena akidushin vachuba bon kiachas. Im ken kodem nisuin, havi gam ken kodem erisin. Lo mahani midia silik mo shakosun ramal kan. Rebbeinu shalom. How does it work? It's a case of the Taz. Almanos almona, konam achupa silkolo mashiv ticholo. Okay. Then he came with a tumul. He was an Amoritz. He said, whatever he said. He said, silek nafsha konam anisuin vane lo hafi silo. As the Ran said, dafka acha erisin. That's how the Taz begins. Rabos, let's just finish up the next few minutes in Pesachei Tshuva, then we'll stop. Amitzalayach ainir da dinam aisha. Why? Amazing. Yesh l'damos lahid o isha shenoflu lo perf ayin tes v'may demasik v'shtam avrachas da'asom kinechosim she'enem yudum l'baal l'idr abshimin pishrashi v'sobro shabbaton ha'gemura hochanam ikenu duhu sob, it's not a book he didn't shasilu kutov afilu bezbo lebezin. He thinks silik before Emerson works Al Kain Adim Moisha, etc. What's he saying? It's Nechosim She'enam Yiduin. Why is it Enam Yiduin? Because he thinks that the Silik before the Erison works. He's wrong. Isn't it amazing? It's amazing Chiddush over here. Taz. Amazing Chiddush. Amazing Chiddush. Amazing. Now, that's our topic. Once we're on this Pesachei Tshuva, a few lines later, if the Baal claims Lo Nasa Silik Ben Kiddush L'Chupa, he wins. And he says, Ayin B'Tshuvas Chavas Yor Simen catches now. Mem Zayin, Nun Aleph, Nun Beis. We'll have to try to see Mitzvah tomorrow or one of these days. And Shubas Chasam Sofer, Kalibesim, Kulisam, all of this is extraordinarily relevant to our situations. Whether a Siluk before Erisin can have any validity. So far, it only has validity with respect to preventing the husband from Yarshining. Why? On the grounds that the husband doesn't know that it's no good. Hatnas not it's not good. He thinks it's good according to Din Torah. So then it's like Nechasim Shem Yiduim. Same as Moshe has in his famous Shuvah, where he says the one we just saw now. He thinks that the money is going to go to the tzedakah because of the tzedakah is valid. That's how we do tzavos in the United States of America. Even assuming it's not valid, against the Moshe's second chiddush, every tzavah is valid, it would still be a chosim change. We'll have to stop here, Mitzvah, tomorrow. We'll continue with these important, you know, tomorrow, Shir, at 1 o'clock? Finally, a regular day? First regular day in a week. More than a week. This calendar was turned upside down. We didn't get